This is On with Mario Lopez.
What up? You're all with Mario Lopez. Joining us now in studio from Dancing with the Stars, my man Jordan Fisher and his pro dance partner Lindsay Arnold. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Excited that you're here because Jordan is a friend of mine, which I'm sure he's told you, Lindsay.
Oh, and as
soon as I heard he was doing it, I said, oh, that's it.
That's it.
I said, if they're going to give it to the best dancer, then he deserves it right off the bat and the best performer. I'm serious. That's real talk right there.
Man.
But unfortunately, that's not often the case, which is really frustrating. Why call it a competition if it's not actually going to be a competition, right?
I mean, it's definitely the case. And a lot of times, I mean, for example, I've made it to the finals with people who are not dancers. And definitely we're not the best, but that's how the show goes. And that's what America sometimes likes to see. But there's also the cases where people that were incredible from the beginning, like Nicole Scherzinger, Amber Riley, they won.
Yeah.
So it kind of is it's all about, of course, dance ability, but then also having America fall in love with you.
Right.
Because they're the ones who are voting, not the judges.
Absolutely.
They are the ones who choose their winner.
Likeability is just as important, you know, but you could be at the same time killing it and so good, and then they think, okay, maybe he's going to get enough votes. This poor person's been working hard, even though they suck. We should maybe give him some. I mean, it's a little frustrating.
It's true.
But you keep doing your thing, man.
There's something to be said about the growth, you know, and that's really, that's something that we set our sights on early on. We were like, okay, we're going to set a standard night one, and then we're going to either meet or exceed that standard every week. And thus far, we have. We just did our fourth piece.
Which dance
have you done so far?
We started with a tango, and then the next week was a Viennese waltz and a samba. We had a double week.
Okay.
And then yesterday was a Charleston, and we started with a 22.
Old school Charleston.
Yeah, but we did some new school stuff.
Yeah,
too.
It wasn't the typical Charleston. We were superheroes, so it was Charleston.
Now, what's been your favorite 50. So far?
So far, man, I think that the most physically demanding one was the Charleston, but I think the most fun was probably the samba.
He was so excited for samba. Day one, he was like, I want to do samba. I'm like, okay, we'll get there. We'll get there, buddy.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, so I was shocked that he wanted to do it so bad.
Yeah. And so far, of course, you guys have been the front runners and having great scores, which is awesome. How's Lindsay been as a partner / teacher? / counselor. She wears many hats.
She does. Coach, leader, mentor, friend, and she has been all of the best at those things.
Right.
And she is the most consistent. No nonsense, no drama, most just real, kind, warm, loving, caring, hardworking individual, and I'm very, very grateful to call her my partner.
That's quite
the
compliment right there. So model student so far?
Oh my gosh, beyond. I mean, he comes in every single day and genuinely wants to be better. There has not been a day where I've had to pull energy out of him or beg him to try something. He wants to get better, and he's like a sponge. He literally listens so closely to everything and anything that I say. And it feels good to see that, because as a teacher, that's what you want. And that's what you need in order to get better. So he's beyond incredible.
I'm a bit of a researcher, too. I'm a real geek in that way. I mean, we've talked about this over, you know, whiskeys and cigar. Like, when I get into something, I really dig into it.
Really go in.
When I know we have a piece that we're going to do, and it's a style that I don't know, obviously, everything that's ballroom, tango, samba, whatever, I go online and for hours I just search.
Doing the homework.
I want to see what it looks like, what it's supposed to look like, so I can at least try to emulate it.
And is it what you thought going in, or what's different now that you're in it?
Significantly harder than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Physically, emotionally demanding.
That's a lot.
Mentally demanding. Also significantly more fun than I thought it was going to be, too.
And do they have the studio set up where the rehearsal hall is, everyone's right next to each other?
So did you have that for your season?
No.
You didn't have a view.
It was kind of like geographically convenient. Wherever.
So that's what it's been. And as of
today. So you're back to that way.
As of today, we have a brand new studio that is available for rehearsal. So we will actually have our first rehearsal there tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah,
so really
so
excited
exciting
about that.
It's going to be nice because I did a couple seasons where we had the studio and then we left that place. But it's so nice because you have this environment where everybody's there working hard. You can step out into the hall and see somebody else having a tough time. And you're like, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better. Like, we're getting through this all together. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's having challenges. And it's just a really fun family environment.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Why is that?
Because I'm like, you know, like a fighter. I got to have my own camp, my own people.
I see what you mean.
I don't want to see anybody.
I could
be cool with anyone, but the competitor.
But I understand that.
I want to see him. You know,
but then maybe that would be good because you'd see somebody else's dance and be like, dang, I got to go work hard now.
I don't need anyone to motivate me. That's why I've always partaked in individual sports. I don't want to rely on someone else success.
I love it.
Hey, what's going on with your boy Shmurkovsky over there? Him and Vanessa Lachey not getting along? What's going on with that?
You know what? I personally don't know what's going on with that, but I hope that they can figure it out in their own way. I think it's up to them. They can figure it out.
And some other dude had to step in and dance, right?
Yeah, Alan, who has stepped in the past. He's incredible. He actually had his pro debut this season. I was so proud of him. He handled the situation wonderfully, and I think he really shone last night. So it was exciting to see that. I love seeing people excelling in their career, and he's definitely doing that.
Shown for him.
Good word.
Good word right
really
there. Yeah.
Shown.
Yeah, that's
kind of
awkward.
Great.
That's it. Because it is, it would be incredibly dysfunctional if you didn't get along with your partner.
Oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's happened time and time again, especially where the show is concerned. It's 25 seasons, right? 12 years of hundreds of people at this point that have been a part of it. And that's, I mean, it's a lot of egos. It's a lot of. Yeah. You know, just like I said, the mental and emotional aspect of the show is as demanding as it is physically. Yeah. And having somebody that you can lean on, and we're in this really vulnerable situation. You know what that feels like. I mean, we're doing something that we've never done before.
Yeah. So you got to have somebody that has your back and that gets it and gets you. You're exactly right.
Period. The end.
So let's talk some music right now. Your new single's out today,
Mess. Yeah, baby.
Woo, it's so good.
Yeah,
I'm like his biggest fan now. It is so good. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
I love that. So what's the inspiration behind this track?
I am in love with a woman that I've actually known for 10 years. We grew up together.
A romantic kind of love?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, like caught me up.
My girl. Now, I know we need to catch up.
Okay.
It's a long story short, and I'll refresh your memory a little bit, but it's... We grew up together, right? So she knows me. We have a deep friendship and we have for a really long time. That being said, women I feel are smarter than men.
Oh yeah.
I feel like women
that's just fact.
Women I feel are smarter than men in more than one way, especially where like the romantic side of things come into play. And the women know how to press our buttons in the best ways and in the worst ways. And I think that this is kind of an embellishment on that notion based on personal experiences.
Good, man. Well, I'm looking forward to checking it out. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Thank
and
you,
what's
brother.
Going on with the debut album? When can we look forward to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I can say this officially. This Mess is the first single off of the debut album, which is very exciting for me as an artist, especially one that's been putting out music for a little bit, knowing that this is the foreword, if you will, to a more detailed story of my life and my world. It just feels really good. You know, I've taken a year of not releasing music to kind of restructure my sonic foundation and really put myself in a position where I'm putting music out that you can hear and trust, and it's authentic and it's real and it's Jordan. And this feels like the best way to do that, make that introduction, especially for people that might not have been fans of my music prior. So
looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, man. Next year.
Okay. All right, man. Got to come back. We'll talk about that and get some love. All right. Before I let you guys go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Current song obsession.
Hoodie by Hey Violet.
Oh, wow. It's current. It's not very current, but Love on Top, Beyonce, like always.
Okay.
Just always for the past like 6 years.
Last show you binged watched.
Oh, the Cleveland show.
American Vandal. It's a Netflix show. It's really, really good.
What is that one about?
Okay, so it's a very interesting premise. Basically, it's about this kid, or it's about this school, and a bunch of penises get drawn on teachers' cars.
Nice.
And it's about a documentary that kids in the high school do, trying to figure out who does
nice.
It. And it's so American. Fun.
The children's show.
Yes, it is. It's a very high school show. I'm like, this is fun. It's a super easy watch. Like, I just sit back and watch it. You don't really have to pay attention too well to kind of know what's going on. It's just an easy watch.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
it's very
funny.
Good.
All right, biggest pet peeve.
Oh God!
We've talked about this a lot, actually.
A lot. I can't do people smacking food, gum, anything along those. God, I can't. It's the worst.
You got the same one, Lizzie?
No, I don't really pay attention to that.
Oof.
But my thing is, I have a really hard time when people like blow their nose or sneeze like right next to me, like just kind of walk away a little bit. Yeah. It's very dumb, very petty. Because no, I mean, we all got to do obvious. It. Yeah. But like, just give me some space, please. Yeah, I don't need to hear your situation.
Your request.
No, let me turn that around. What's yours?
Biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve.
I got a lot of them.
Okay.
But let's go with close talkers. Close talkers, especially when you got some stank breath.
Oh my gosh, oh, yes, no, that's the worst. God. You're like, back up. Right.
Being late, you got to be respectful of other people's times. Yeah. At least
that
give me a heads up.
That yeah. Good.
And then, no, I could keep going, but I don't.
You're like, well, I've come
someone's
up with
all
many.
Up in your grill talking to
I come on.
That's the worst. And you keep backing up and they keep getting closer. Right. You're like, yeah.
All right, last hint. Question. Who do you cast to play you in your life story?
Ooh.
Be anyone.
Geez, I've never thought about that.
Corbin Blue.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's really
he
good.
Should be so lucky. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's tough. Maybe.
Be ironic if you have Julianne Hough play you, huh?
Oh, yeah, right? Hey.
That's it. Van,
keep I'll it take family. It. I love Jules. She's amazing.
She's
I'll
great.
Take it.
I was just with her this morning. That's fantastic. Well, meanwhile, you can watch Dancing with the Stars Mondays on ABC. Follow them on Twitter. And don't forget to vote for my boy Jordan and Lindsay at Jordan_Fisher and Lindsay Arnold. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love, homie.
On with Mario Lopez.